brought to you by Penguin.
My Sweet Revenge by Jane Fallon. Read by B. Holland and Aisha Antoine. Part 1.
Chapter 1. Paula. I want to make my husband fall back in love with me. Let me explain. This isn't an exercise in 50s wifeydom. I haven't been reading articles in old women's magazines. 20 ways to keep your man. That couldn't be further from the truth. I want him to fall back in love with me so that when I tell him to fuck off out of my life, he'll care. Or at least it'll register. He won't just think, oh, good. I want it to hurt. Robert is sitting at the breakfast bar in the kitchen while I cook. Oblivious, nose in his phone, thumbs tapping away at the keyboard like a teenager, probably texting her. He has no idea that I know. He looks like the same person, the person who yesterday was just my husband, the man I've been married to for 18 years. Today, he's someone who is cheating on his wife. I find myself staring at him, trying to look for telltale signs. How could I not have known? He looks up and smiles.
What? What have I done?
As he talks, he tilts the screen of his mobile away from me slightly. He probably doesn't even realize he's doing it. I try to mirror his smile. Nothing. I was just thinking. He picks up the bottle and refills my glass, and then his. This has always been our ritual whenever he's home in the evenings. I potter around making dinner while he perches on a stool and fills me in on the goings-on at work. Although, these days, he's more likely to keep one eye on his phone and only give me half his attention. At least now I know why.
Dangerous, he says now. Too much thinking never did anyone any good.
I force a laugh. Well, lucky I don't do it too often then. Actually, I was trying to decide whether to do rice or mash, so it really was life-altering stuff.
Surprise me. Want any help?
I shake my head, no. The last thing I can face doing is playing happy families. It's too soon. He hops down from his stool, glass in one hand, phone in the other.
Then I'm going to have a shower.
Don't be too long, I say. I promised Georgia we'd eat early. She's meant to be meeting Eliza at 7:30.
10 minutes, he says.
And I have to stop myself asking why he needs his mobile if all he's doing is having a quick hose down. It was his phone that gave him away, by the way. That old cliché. I wasn't snooping. It never would have occurred to me to snoop. I've never even bothered to ask him for his password because he never uses it. He just wafts his finger over the button so it can read his print. So it's complete chance that I saw what I saw. This morning, before he left for the studio, befuddled from the early start, he left it on the counter when he went off to get dressed. I always get up with him on studio days, even though he has to leave the house at 6, and I am pretty sure I hadn't even realised there was a 5:15 in the morning until my alarm started announcing it one day. I like to keep him company while he eats breakfast, kiss him goodbye when he leaves. Neither of us is a completely functioning human at that hour, so I can only assume it slipped his mind that he really shouldn't be letting his phone out of his sight these days. I didn't even notice it, but then it buzzed to say a message had arrived, and I glanced down without thinking. The words, "love you," happened to catch my eye, and the name at the top, Saskia. Without thinking what I was doing, I snatched it up quickly before the message faded away, never to be accessible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?